7:13. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Don't forget, a little bit later on, 8 o'clock, we're going to have Wayland live in the studio. Get you geared up for the show tonight. Mm-hmm. They're taking over the show once again.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. You can still get your tickets beforehand by calling Czars today. It's $5 in advance. Otherwise, you're paying a little bit more at the door. But I tell you what, it's still under 10 bucks, and it's going to be awesome. Three bands tonight at Czars. Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Love it.
Boom. All right, let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, CBS dangled a $50 million contract in front of Jim Parsons, the star of The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
But he said no dice. So, if you're a fan of The Big Bang Theory, this is actually going to be their last season. It's ending in 2019.
Oh, no.
You know, this show's been on for 12 years.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
I've watched like reruns and everything like that, but I never really got into it.
Don't like it. Not a fan of that show.
The only reason I really like it is because the two hot blondes in there.
Mm-hmm.
You got Penny and then the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
That little short one's got a nice set of cans on her.
I watched like 5 minutes of it like a couple times. I'm just like, I just don't get it.
It's just, but anyway, that $50 million, dude, I would do it. $50 million?
It's a lot of money.
That's a lot. Do another season. It was probably like a multi-year contract, mm-hmm. I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so if you're a fan of The Big Bang Theory.
One of those shows that, like, everybody likes. I just don't understand.
Yeah. Have you ever watched it without the laugh tracks in the back?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's so awkward.
It's just terrible.
It's just so awkward. Mm-hmm. Because you hear the laugh track, it tells you when the funny parts are.
If you have a show where you have to have people tell you when to laugh, it might not be the greatest show.
Watch out now. You're going to get those
pissed
off theory, Big Bang Theory fans out there.
You know?
Those rabid fans.
I'm going to throw it out there, too. Not a fan of Friends.
Not a fan?
Nope.
I'm not really either.
Didn't really get it.
Not either. But again, all the hot chicks on there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's worth it. That's worth watching.
It's good for like 5 minutes. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'd rather watch like Seinfeld or something.
Seinfeld. Now, there you go. That's what it is. A company in Japan claims they've developed a clear, non-alcoholic drink that supposedly tastes just like real beer.
Why?
The new beverage, which they're calling All Free All Time, was designed to enjoy over lunch at your office during meetings or even after the workout.
Just a glass of orange juice then.
No, just have a beer.
Or just have a beer.
Just have a beer.
It's like the non-alcoholic beer. Yeah. Never got it.
No.
It's got to be for drunks, right? People that are like...
I guess this is maybe the market for the people that just need that
beer. Taste in their mouth?
But... I would not waste my time with this. Why have something that tastes like beer that's not going to get you
anywhere?
Anywhere.
Just full.
Exactly. Just full, not drunk. That just, it's so stupid.
Have you ever had a non-alcoholic beer?
I have.
Have you?
I don't think I've ever had. When I bartended many years ago, after a while, they said, okay, no more drinking behind the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So to kind of, combat that, it was almost like a natural habit at mm-hmm. that point, mm-hmm. like just to drink and do that. So I'd crack open a couple. I'm like, this is stupid.
I'm glad you came to that conclusion, yeah. Because I was going to say you might have a problem.
A little problem. What bothered me was that I was still able to function just fine while drinking and bartending,
trying to trick my own brain.
We did have this thing after a while though, where people would buy you shots. And we'd fake it, and then we'd set it underneath, and we just had this big bottle that was just full of, like, random alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
And then usually at the end of the night, we would start pouring that, and it was like, so-and-so made less tips. You got to do a shot.
Here you go.
Oh.
It's on the house.
It was just a mix of, like, Goldschlager and Jack and just, like, whatever.
I had a girlfriend who used to make up, they call them mat shots. You know those mats on the bar?
Oh, yeah, the bar mats, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, they would overpour, and they'd fall onto the mat. So they used to drain the mat out into, like a bottle.
That's going to make me throw
She's
up.
She's a terrible person. She was a terrible person.
Ooh, I got a special shot for you.
Yeah.
Here, try this.
All right.
Anyway, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it? The more.